The chairman of the FCC was ecstatic.
Today, history is being made by a majority of this commission as we vote for a fast, fair, and open internet.
Chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Tom Wheeler, announcing the vote to establish net neutrality as a basic federal principle of internet commerce. Many of you in the takeaway community were celebrating last night in a Twitter chat right after the vote. At Evan Wolf writes, meaningful internet access could be drawn as a civil right. You can't act as a citizen without it. Or Marvin Amore tweeted, corporations are people is one more reason to care. Imagine if presidential campaigns had to raise more money for fast lanes. You can go to thetakeaway.org and see all of the comments from the Twitter chat and engage in that discussion. It was not a celebratory mood, though, for some on Capitol Hill. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick sat down with Republican Senator John Thune from South Dakota. He's the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee and the man who could lead Republican efforts to override the FCC. Todd sat down with him and lived to tell the tale. Todd, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
Right off the bat, what color is the dress? Is it white and gold or black and blue? What is it?
I engaged in this right before I went to bed. It reminded me of my old days as a neuroscience student. I remain agnostic.
Oh, you're such a wuss. No, but your eyes told you what color it was.
White and gold, my friend.
Thank you
white
very
and gold.
Much.
I'm on team white and
for
gold.
Heaven's sakes, you could be a senator. All right, what was South Dakota Senator John Thune's reaction to the vote yesterday?
Well, look, not only is Thune chairman of the Commerce Committee, he's also number three in the Senate, chairman of the Republican Conference. And his reaction was really that the FCC had gone heavy-handed. Listen.
What concerns me about all this is that, you know, what the FCC did in basically regulating it under Title II of the – reclassifying it under Title II of the 1934 Comms Act is it really does, I think, put the FCC in a position where if they wanted to in the future, they could do many of the things that act allows them to do. They could exercise the authorities that are granted under Title II. And I think that's the thing that people ought to be concerned about.
But are people really aware that the FCC might do other stuff, you know, after this vote?
Well, I think the big thing that he's concerned about is in the future the FCC could regulate rates. They've said they're not going to, but that doesn't stop a future FCC or a future president from regulating rates from internet service providers. And that's really what he's concerned about. Now, Thune essentially says that the FCC is fixing what isn't broken, and concerns about throttling and paid prioritization are really hypothetical at this point.
So does his solution rule out the question of raising rates? And does he have a metaphor that would basically change the status quo at all?
I mean, Thune has a draft bill that hasn't reached the floor yet that he's hoping to get some bipartisan support on that would outlaw the things that people don't want, like that paid prioritization and throttling and paying for faster internet lanes, but that would also outlaw things like rate regulation and keep the FCC out of a lot of the back end of the internet.
So then he would outlaw the rate regulation. And his attitude is that it doesn't apply. What went on in 1934 with the railroads and with the telecom industry doesn't apply today?
Well, he just thinks that the Title II of the Telecommunications Act from 1934 is antiquated. It regulates hard internet lines. And that basically with the innovation that's gone on in the last 20 years of the internet, the regulatory scheme that exists in what people see as net neutrality is going to land people in court and is going to prevent innovation on the internet.
And this is how Thune puts it.
We're going to take a 1934 law and use that as the basis to regulate the internet, which for two decades has benefited from a light regulatory touch. This is a very heavy-handed government approach that involves a lot of bureaucratic decision-making instead of the innovative approach, I think, that has been used in terms of regulating the internet for a long time now.
Light regulatory touch. Is that the new messaging from Thune and the Republicans? I haven't heard that before.
You've heard it around a couple of places. I've heard that phrase used by Thune and a number of other people involved on the telecommunications side. And I think light regulatory touch is really what they're going for. And also a warning in what Thune has called a radical change in regulation, which is that with all radical changes in regulation, this thing is winding up in court, and that internet companies that are in favor of the FCC enforcing net neutrality are going to find themselves fighting in court under Title II, and that they might not like that. He says, I have a bill that can keep you out of court. It'll do the things that you want. It'll prevent some things that Republicans don't want or that you don't want, like rate regulation, but you won't wind up suing everybody and getting sued for the next 10 years. Listen.
You know, it was a really abrupt departure and really a radical change even for the FCC because, like I said, for two decades, it's been kind of the doctrine at the FCC that internet services aren't going to be treated as telecommunication services. They're treated as information services. Therefore, they don't fall under the auspices of Title II. And so this was a very abrupt change, and it does smack of big government intervention into an area of our economy that has really prospered and thrived. We've seen robust growth in the internet, and I don't know why you would go away from what has worked when there is a better way if you're concerned about potential abuses. We got a six-page bill that takes care of that.
What does he say to the argument that, you know, to classify the internet as an information service when it's become so ubiquitous, almost like the oxygen in the atmosphere around us, is a little bit naive, and that the FCC is basically dealing with this new reality?
Well, John, we talked about the metaphor of the internet as a sidewalk, right? The sidewalk is where everybody has access, but businesses can put their flowers out there, their fruits and vegetables. Everyone wants equal egress into their businesses so that you can walk around, and nobody has the right to slow you down on the sidewalk or shove you off of the sidewalk. Thune said he agrees with the metaphor in principle, but the internet isn't necessarily a public sidewalk. Somebody built the sidewalk, a private company invested to build the sidewalk. And if you want the sidewalk widened or to have better pavement, somebody's got to pay for it and somebody's got to make the investment. And if you make the sidewalk too hard to invest in, it's always going to be narrow and bumpy, and it might not be one that you want to walk on or build your business on.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.